Sirach, chapter 44. Let us now praise famous men, and our fathers that became the father of us. The Lord manifested in them great glory, even his mighty power from the beginning. Such as did bear rule in their kingdoms, and were men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding, such as have brought tidings in prophecies, leaders of the people by their counsels, and by their understanding men of learning for the people, wise were their words in their instruction, such as sought out musical tunes, and set forth verses in writing, rich men furnished with ability, living peaceably in their habitations, all these were honored in their generations, and were a glory in their days. There be of them, that have left a name behind them, to declare their praises. And some there be, which have no memorial, who are perished as though they had not been, and are become as though they had not been born, and their children after them. But these were men of mercy, whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. With their seed shall remain continually a good inheritance, their children are within the covenants. The seed stands fast, and their children for their sakes. The seed shall remain forever, and their glory shall not be blotted out. The bodies were buried in peace, and their name lives to all generations. Peoples will declare their wisdom, and the congregation tells out their praise. Enoch pleased the Lord, and was translated, being an example of repentance to all generations. Noah was found perfect and righteous, in the season of wrath he was taken in exchange for the world, therefore was there left a remnant to the earth, when the flood came. Everlasting covenants were made with him, that all flesh should no more be blotted out by a flood. Abraham was a great father of a multitude of nations, and there was none found like him in glory, who kept the law of the Most High, and was taken into covenant with him, in his flesh he established the covenant, and when he was proved, he was found faithful. Therefore he assured him by an oath, that the nations should be blessed in his seed, that he would multiply him as the dust of the earth, and exalt his seed as the stars, and cause them to inherit from sea to sea, and from the river to the utmost part of the earth. In Isaac also did he establish likewise, for Abraham his father's sake, the blessing of all men, and the covenant, and he made it rest upon the head of Jacob, he acknowledged him in his blessings, and gave to him by inheritance, and divided his portions, amongst 12 tribes did he part them.